And so at this time, I'd ask Marcelina Oti to come on up. She would like to speak to us a little bit about Team Africa. Thank you, Marcelina.
Thank you, Father Nick. I thank the pastor, the parishioners of Our Lady of Loreto Church. I thank you for listening to us this weekend at all the masses, and also for generosity in advance. I pray that God will give us the grace, after listening to the homily today, to be at Jesus' feet. The Katakis of northern Uganda, which is way up north by the border of Sudan, really have people, laymen and women, like most of us seated here today, who have chosen to share the gospel. They have their own families. They have a unique problem they came to us with in 2004, when we were just at the beginning of making Team Africa Ties That Bind, a nonprofit organization based in Denver, but with ministry outreach to northern Uganda, primarily to the catechists. They said, our children are not going to school. We are just coming out of 23 years of war. What will be the future of the Catholic Church in northern Uganda without our children even going to school? And so that was our challenge. We came back, we organized ourselves. Margaret Wright, a board member, my husband Albert Oti, also a member of Team Africa, all co-founders of this organization. It's a non-profit, but it's faith-based. All of us attend St. Ignatius Loyola in Denver. Sister Marion, who goes to QDRs in Denver, will be here at the 11 o'clock Mass. She gave herself 7 years in Uganda. She's the Sisters of St. Joseph. The Katakis have a unique need. And so we tailor our mission to support them, also to support the education of their children, but primarily to build their capacity so they're able now to shift into making their own money to really pay for their children in school while doing the work of the church and building faith communities. There are about 841 of them scattered in many rural areas. So think of a parish like this, it would have 10 chapels. And to the children in the congregation today, the chapels would be far away, like 50 miles away, 20 miles away. The catechists would walk or ride their bicycles. They have no cars, boys and girls. They have to walk. The village I grew up in northern Uganda, is 6 miles away from the main parish. So when we wanted to receive the body and blood of Christ, we had to walk 6 miles to that mass and 6 miles back. But our legs were strong. We could run and sing and come right back singing again as long as we had water and a little snack. Well, these catechists today still walk or ride their bikes so they can read the gospel, preach, or prepare the people for the sacraments. And then the priest would visit every 2 months, every 3 months or so. That's the picture. Their unique challenge is that while they work the land, most of them are subsistence farmers, which means they grow their crops, sell the excess, and live like that. And then they divide their time between volunteering for the church and taking care of their families. The unique problem is that they are not given much stipend. It ranges from $8 in the outreach through the Propagation of Faith Fund, and those in towns might get $120 a year. Well, think about that. But their children, school fees, boys and girls, education is very expensive in Uganda, in secondary and vocational school. Their school fees ranges from $650 a year to even $1,000 in vocational school for somebody training to be a nurse. In the past 11 years, we started with 25 children. We are now up to 50 children kept in schools through Team Africa Ties That Bind. We work with the pastoral office in the Archdiocese of Gulu. In the past 2 years, however, we thought of sustainability. We wanted to start kickstart fund in different areas, different deaneries, so there would be examples of projects that could make money but also solve the problems. Clean water. So we did a Biosyn water filter developed by a Canadian doctor. We took it there. We taught them how to do that. We also did solar food dryer. We have funded a catering project in town because there are many people who go to work and they have similar lifestyle like us in Denver here. And so they can afford that. We also have sponsored a sewing group now. There are still 5 other projects. Each will cost us about $5,000. This is to reach groups of Karakis like Anaha. There are 57 Karakis in this region. And the $5,000 would be a kickstart fund. And they have determined themselves a year ago that selling produce at a good market price, storing it and selling it when it is in high demand, would give them the funds. Another group wants to do piggery, taking care of pigs so that they themselves would make the money for their school fees, take care of their families. Another group wants to provide, sell good farm implements. Believe it or not, boys and girls, they still use oxen plow. Look through your picture and you'll see a picture of 2 oxen pulling a plow and an unfortunate man probably pushing it through. But it's good. That is an upgraded. Some of them can also hire a tractor for the day to plow their land. They have the land, but the means of making it more profitable is the challenge. Such sustainable projects is where we are coming for to seek help. We need your help to help them so they can help themselves. They're ready to work. They already give hours, an average of 15 to 20 hours per week to the church. These are people who love the Lord. We want to help them. They are also examples of strong families in this region that has been troubled by war. This is a region where 30 children were abducted and taken to Southern Sudan and Northern Sudan as soldiers, as child soldiers. So it has tremendous challenges. The church has tremendous challenges with the trauma of war and domestic violence, loss of land. The church remains the light, the beacon. The Archbishop, Bishop Batista Odama, got a piece of wood several years ago for his effort to protect civilians in this region of the world. I thank you. Team Africa, Ties That Bind, thanks you for listening, for your generous donation. We thank Father Nick, the pastor, and all of you. Please pray for us. Margaret and I will be going to Uganda. I leave on Tuesday to prepare the way with the leadership there, and she will join me and another person in late August, and pray for us. Thank you, my brothers and sisters.